9109.
Okay, there's 72 on bus, I think it's 3936, I think. You have the scenario?
Why don't you go ahead and give it to me just in case.
Okay, he was stating he was going north on 82nd. He was just about a block south of Flavelle, and all of a sudden he heard this loud crash, and when he looked, it must be the telephone pole that's back there. But he said wearing that mask fogs his glasses up, which I know firsthand because of my mother, and he didn't see the telephone pole or the bus that close to the telephone pole. So that was the thing.
Okay, was there any damage to the right side mirror? And if so, what is the damage?
Okay, a little bit on that side window right there in the front. The mirror banged into that, so there's a little bit of scrape on the glass. I think it might wash out. But the actual mirror itself in the passenger side mirror is broke. So if at some point you can have the truck or it traded would be good since they're out till after 12.
Okay, and the glass that hit was the quarter panel of the right front windshield, the side windshield of the right side there, quarter panel there?
Yeah, up at the top where the passenger mirror is, in between the front door and the front window. Yeah, that bit of glass up there.
Okay, and the glass, is it the mirror glass itself that's broken, or is it the housing?
Just the mirror glass itself.
Cracked, spiderwebbed, what kind of a crack are we talking about?
Okay, if you're looking in the mirror, it's about an inch from the bottom right-hand corner. It looks like there's a little piece which then kind of spiderwebbed it out just a little bit, like two lines of a spiderweb. The bottom little piece, if you touch on it, you can tell is loose, might fall off at some point. I see nothing on the housing, though, so how it hit a telephone pole, I have no idea.
Okay, so the housing looks intact. And we're okay for them to continue for now, and we'll get the truck to meet up with them then.
Thank you.
All right, copy. Thank you. At 1846.